The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
I'm joined by Victor Shikwamba, the benefit consultant at Alex Forbes. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you, Angie. I'm happy to be here.
Well, Victor, what is an umbrella fund and how is it relevant to Namibian employers and employees? Please explain this to us.
All right, Angie. So an umbrella fund is a pooled retirement savings structure where multiple employers can join as participating employers, offering their employees a structured retirement savings plan. Now, in Namibia, umbrella funds like the one that we offer, which is now the Alexander Forbes Namibia Retirement Fund, provide a cost-effective way for employers to offer retirement and risk benefits to their employees, leveraging off economies of scale and simplified management.
Victor, why might Alex Forbes recommend joining an umbrella fund rather than establishing a standalone registered fund?
So we at Alex Forbes, or Alex Forbes rather, advocates for umbrella funds due to cost savings from pooling resources, preferential pricing on administration, and the ability to offer a range of retirement options within the fund. Now, we believe that the collective approach of umbrella funds can deliver true value to members and better the outcomes at retirement, which is ultimately the retirement fund's ultimate goal. So, you know, from saving on fees and administration and preferential on pricing and as well as risk benefits, the members save more for retirement, and this is the ultimate goal of actually having a retirement fund.
Victor, maybe you could also explain to us what is a standalone registered fund, because we now know what an umbrella fund is, but we don't know what is a standalone registered fund.
Right. So a standalone pension fund is a retirement fund that is established and managed by a single, or usually a single employer or organization, for the benefit of its employees. Now, the standalone funds can usually, or are usually tailored to meet the specific needs of that employer and employees. And this includes the investment strategies, benefits, and then the roles. The fund must comply with regulatory requirements set by the Namibian authorities, such as the NAMPISA. And then usually in standalone funds, compliance and reporting can be complex and time-consuming. But then, of course, same goes for umbrella funds. Like the standalone funds, umbrella funds must adhere to regulatory compliance, and the burden of this is shared amongst all the participating employers. But then there is a board of trustees on the umbrella fund that actually manages the entire umbrella fund.
Thanks, Victor. What are the potential benefits for employees who are part of the Alex Forbes umbrella fund?
So employees benefit from the umbrella fund scale, which can lead to lower investment management fees and potentially higher returns on retirement savings. Additionally, umbrella funds provide a variety of investment strategies and risk benefits, giving both the employees and the employers flexibility and control over their retirement planning. And then, of course, the value adds like retirement-ready seminars, monthly educational emailers. And every second year, we provide projection statements for planning ahead. We have access to online facilities and various other value add that I cannot mention right now. But then this, I am now speaking on behalf of the Alexander Forbes Namibia Retirement Fund. This is what we offer to our members. But then furthermore, today, the real value of an employer-sponsored retirement fund is increasingly being measured by the success of its ability to meet the employees' needs today while still helping them plan tomorrow. So, you know, you need to have something that actually takes care of the members' needs today as well, while allowing them to save comfortably and retiring comfortably in the future. Now, this could range from educating the members on setting up and sticking to a budget, seeing a financial planner for advice, buying financial products that will help them secure financial security, basically. By making it easy and cost-effective for employees to get access to independent experts and advice for the right solutions and services when it matters most, we at Alex Forbes are helping them make the most of their long-term financial future. This means now improved financial security, mental and physical health, and work productivity. Our employers and ultimately the members themselves can take great comfort that Alex Forbes continues to act exclusively in their best interests. And this is something that we always respect, is we act in the best interest of the members and then the employers.
Victor, can employers customize their retirement benefits within the Alex Forbes Umbrella Fund?
Yes, of course. So Umbrella Funds typically offer a range of customizable options for the employers. This can include selecting specific employer contribution rates, defining insured death and disability benefits, choosing from a wide selection of other risk benefits, all tailored to the needs of the employer and their workforce. So employers can even choose, there are some umbrella funds that our umbrella fund also gives investment choice. We have default investment strategies, but then, we have employers that can also opt out of our default investment strategy, and then we have certain asset managers that the trustees have approved for our clients to use.
What factors should employers consider when deciding between an umbrella fund and a standalone fund? Maybe you could break that down for us.
All right. So employers should weigh the flexibility, control, and costs associated with each option. Umbrella funds may offer greater cost efficiency and simplicity, but may come with less individual control. Standalone funds provide more customization and control, but can be more complex and costly to manage. You know, it is always essential to assess the specific needs and capabilities of the organization when making a decision into which umbrella fund to join. In summary, these are the consideration points. Costs and fees, we many times tend to overlook the costs and fees, and we always look at what the investment returns, but then, the costs and fees actually determine what the members save. And then the administration and governance, now the investment options and flexibility with the investment option, long-term sustainability, and then, of course, the service providers of these umbrella funds. So umbrella funds usually have specific service providers. It's always essential to look into who these service providers are and look at their reputation as well. So in short, these are the consideration points.
Victor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Angie, for having me. Pleasure to be here, and I hope to be back as well.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.